Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Jonathan Thiede.
Welcome to 5 Good Minutes, where this week we are talking about Mark chapter 11. In this chapter, we will be wrapping up the section where Jesus approaches Jerusalem and he interacts with both friends and enemies. Recently, I rewatched the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy, and in this trilogy, I was amazed by how much Frodo changed throughout the movie. He didn't just change in mode of character, but he changed in his quest for power. He loved power in the end, and the more he had the ring, the harder it was to give up that power. I think the point in all this is that due to sin, we are all power hungry. We might start off thinking we don't really need it, but then once we, just like Frodo, get our hands on some power, we realize that we can't do without it. Today we're going to see a passage where the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders were hungry for power, the power that Jesus had. Starting in verse 27 of Mark 11, God's word says, "They arrived again in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, the elders came to him. 'By what authority are you doing these things?' they asked. 'And who gave you authority to do this?' Jesus replied, 'I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or from human origin? Tell me.' They discussed it among themselves and said, 'Well, if we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say of human origin,' well, they feared the people, for everyone held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, 'We don't know.' Jesus said, 'Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things.'" So for one last time, we're going to be looking at the what, where we look at what actually happens in this passage, the why, where we look at the interpretation, and the takeaway, where we look at some application. Let's begin with the what. What is this passage all about? Well, the first thing we see is that Jesus is interrogated. He walks into the temple courts and he's presumably teaching, and these people walk up to him and they're sort of the big dogs around there, around those parts. And they say, "We're in charge around here. By what authority are you teaching these things?" So the second thing that happens is Jesus gives them a sort of riddle. He gives them an unanswerable question in a lot of ways. It's a question that certainly has an answer. John's baptism was of Kevin's origin. But Jesus gives them this riddle because he knows that they can't answer it. Then the third and final thing we see in this passage is that Jesus is unwilling to tell his heavenly authority. Let's now transition to the why. What's the interpretation? What's the point of this passage? The first thing we see is that the chief priests loved power more than they loved God. The chief priests should have been reveling in Jesus' teaching and reveling in the truth that he was speaking. They should have loved that they had some good old-fashioned competition, someone who was speaking the same words they were speaking. But they were so far off of God's message, so into preaching a salvation by works, that they were unable to appreciate who Jesus was. Second thing we see is that Jesus was wiser than the chief priests. He was able to maneuver out of their situation. He was never once caught in their talk. And this would have been a big thing among priests. To be someone who was wise would have been something that they were really shooting for. The next thing we see is that Jesus had authority, but it was either irrelevant to his message, or it just wasn't his time to make that known. It's interesting that he doesn't just say, "Hey, I'm from heaven. Of course I'm from heaven." You can interpret this as he's saying, you know, "Hey, I'm doing all these great signs. I don't need to prove anything." Or maybe it's just not his time. He doesn't sense that the cross is near. And the final thing we see in this passage is that people missed out on Jesus because they were looking for authority. And so as we think about takeaways, potential application that we can change in our lives, we have to ask the question, in what areas do you trust authority over truth? And what I mean by this is, if you were to meet Jesus, would you be able to see him for who he is? Or would you be so caught up in what you were looking for that you wouldn't see the Son of God right before your eyes? These are challenging thoughts. Thankfully, God is patient with us, and he allows us to come to him with open arms. And so let's Let's not be skeptical of Jesus today. Let's trust in his authority, his heavenly authority, and trust that he is a God of truth.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.